Welcome to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk AM 1150 on this fine, cloudy day in Seattle. Fitting that it's cloudy and gray. Seattle lost to New England in the Super Bowl, although I am impressed with the positive attitude that Seattle has kept and the fans have kept supporting their team and not being, which isn't surprising to me at all, but, you know, not being down on their team for losing. Both teams played a great game, very well matched, and unfortunately only one team can win. So congrats to New England on that. But Super Bowl's over, and now we can focus on other things like what a great day it is to take your dog for a walk.
Good point.
Yep.
And now I got to say, hey, they can have the Super Bowl. We're winning the weather game.
That's right. Definitely.
It may not be a great day to take your dog for a walk in New England right now with all the snow that they've had. So we are definitely winning that with our very mild weather and very mild winter. So
for sure.
Hey, get out there, take advantage of it.
Yep.
It's not even raining right now.
No, I know. Weird. Well, as always, a great show today. With us is Tammy Halstead with Positive Alliance. Tammy, welcome to The Dog Show.
Thank you, Julie, for having us. Me, actually.
Yeah. Well, and I've kind of heard about you guys through the industry, and I've been sent some of your local events that you're putting on, adoption events, where my understanding is that you coordinate with local rescue groups and put on these really wonderful adoption events to find dogs' homes who need them. So I've announced your events before, but this is the first time that we've had you on the show. And I'd love for you to just tell us a bit about the organization as a whole and what you guys do.
Well, thank you so much. So Positive Alliance is a volunteer-driven organization, and we're working across Washington State to reduce the number of animals that are euthanized in shelters. Mm-hmm. So our goal is to help the shelters by increasing adoptions, supporting spay and neuter programs, and providing education and resources to improve pet retention so that animals aren't given up because of behavior issues an unwanted litter. So that's what we're working on. And we have about 30 to 40 active volunteers that help us with our programs. And as you mentioned, we do host what we call multi-shelter adoption events. So we'll bring 15 to 20 shelters to one location and typically get 50 to 100 animals adopted in about 4 hours. Mm. And I always try to liken it to when you go car shopping, and not that when you go get a dog, it's like a car, but when you go for a car, you go to Auto Row, where there's a Ford dealership and a Hyundai dealership, and they're all right together. Mm-hmm. So if we can bring together 150 dogs in one place and we market the heck out of it, we'll get a lot of people coming to that event, and we get these really large adoption numbers. Mm-hmm. And that helps the shelters, because now if they've brought 20 dogs to the event and they get 15 adopted, they've just freed up space in their shelter. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the programs that we do on the adoption side. On the spay-neuter program side, we work with local groups across Washington State and try to implement new spay-neuter programs and then enhance spay-neuter programs, working with low-cost spay-neuter clinics. We have several large projects going on, which I think we're going to talk about, but we try to help low-income people get their animals fixed. I think we're at a point where people know they need to get their animals fixed, but they're just people who can't afford to do it. So our average voucher recipient earns only about $17,000 a year. So we're trying to do some very targeted assistance and help low-income families spay and neuter their family pets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot. I was just recently touching on this in a show within the last several weeks, and it's certainly something that I've talked about over the years, is, this issue of overpopulation. And therefore, ridiculous number. I mean, it's like 4 million or something like that a year of dogs that get euthanized because they just don't have anywhere to go. And, it's like, well, how do we, the answer is not more shelters and more rescues. And, the answer is, how do we control this overpopulation issue? And it's tough. I mean, I think that you guys you know, with the work you're doing with education is really important, spaying and neutering really important, and then, you know, increasing the success of the adoptions that do happen. You know, my expertise is in training and behavior, and I work with a lot of those dogs who have just been adopted and are having some behavioral challenges because, you know, for a number of reasons. They've been bounced around. They've just come from a really, you know, scary situation in a high kill shelter from who knows where, and they're stressed, and they haven't, you know, they've never been, they didn't have the structure of, you know, learning how to live in a house and like all of these things that come up. And, you know, for a lot of dogs, it takes some time and energy and commitment from the family. And you know, even if the commitment is there, it can be a matter of the family getting the information that they need to really be effective, because there's really no regulation for this industry either. So people go online and they find some great information. And then there's also, unfortunately, a lot of really bad information out there about how to work with dogs. So
you're absolutely right, Julie. And I think one of the things we implemented last year was a program we called Dog Concierge. So at our events, we have trained people there who try to help families find the right animal for their family, for their living situation and their lifestyle.
Yeah.
Because we don't want a large dog that needs to be out running around in a tiny apartment with someone who has no intention of taking their dog for a walk. We want to make sure that people are matched up with the right dog, so we don't get the dogs back. I mean, we want 100 adoptions, and we don't want any of those back. We want people to be really happy with their animals. And so we've had great success. The other thing we do is follow up with people after the adoptions.
Mm-hmm.
So we call up these same dog concierge people. We'll call up within the first week and the first month and check on them and just see how are things going. Are you having behavior issues? Because a lot of times it's just something simple. I adopted, I actually fostered a dog, and then one day I just told my husband, we're keeping this dog. I adopted a little pug that had been abandoned. She was 10 years old, lots of health issues. And I brought her into my house, and I already had an alpha male, and I brought in this little alpha female, and I knew they were going to have some issues. The only issues we really had were around food.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I figured that out, you know, and I got her a little bowl that has the pegs in the middle, so she has to eat slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And so my male could finish his meal and go be by himself, and she's still working on her meal. The food issues were done. So it's just a matter of trying to figure out how do I introduce this animal? And, you know, I know there are going to be issues, so how do we work around those things? But people just need help, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So now, you were talking about that you organize these events with a lot of different local rescue groups so that, like you said, people have access to a lot of different dogs. And then you have this dog concierge where there's people who are, you know, have experience with training and who know dogs and who can help counsel people to find the right fit. Because that's, I mean, dogs are as different from each other as people. So really matching the energy level and temperament to the lifestyle of the person is definitely key, you know, just to start. And then, so what is your guys' website?
Oh, we're at www, and it's Positive Alliance, but it's spelled P-A-W-S, so positivealliance.org. And you can go there and find out all of our upcoming events. We typically have an adoption event every month. Sometimes it'll be cats, sometimes it will be dogs, sometimes it will be dogs and cats.
Mm-hmm.
So it really depends on the venue. In the winter months, we tend to do smaller events because we're inside. In the summer events, we'll have, we had a big event in Kirkland last year where we had 119 animals adopted. We had a big event down in Tacoma, 110 animals adopted. We try to move our events around the state. So we had one in Yakima last year. We had one over in Squim, and because we don't want to be drawing from the same population of people every month. So we try to move the events around, have them in different locations so that you're drawing from different populations into that. You know, you can't keep going back to Tacoma every month. You've got to move them around, get different people coming to the event so you have plenty of adopters. And we do get a lot of shelters coming from central Washington, Yakima, mm-hmm. Wenatchee, Moses Lake, Tri-Cities, because they simply don't have the population base for the number of animals that are going into their shelters over in central Washington. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of stray animals being picked up in central Washington. So those shelters will come over to Puget Sound, where we have a larger population base, and they'll get a significant number of their animals adopted, which is great because now that helps them in their shelters.
Now, I work with a lot of people who have, you know, adopted a dog from a rescue or shelter, and when I ask them, what do they know about the history of the dog before the dog came to the rescue or shelter? And so many times, the answer is that the dog was stray. And I'm curious about if you guys have some insight into how this happens. Like, how are all of these animals, you know, I know, you know, I've done shows with like missing pet partnership and that kind of thing where there's dogs who get lost and are picked up stray because they're lost. But it seems like, especially out of the cities and more in rural areas, that that's not, you know, certainly not always the case, and that there, it might be different a majority of the time. Do you have a sense for what is this phenomenon that's creating all of these dogs just running around, getting picked up by whoever and taken to the shelter?
Absolutely. So there are two things that are difficult. For example, that even this little dog that I got that was 10 years old, I received very little information about her. I mean, all I knew is that her people dumped her and she had lots and lots of health issues. But other than that, I have no idea what her life was like for the first 10 years. So trying to, you know, accommodate, knowing that she has these food issues, you know, I can just assume that maybe she wasn't fed properly.
Yeah.
And so I will tell you that in central Washington and in some of our rural communities up in north of Seattle, Skagit County is a county that we're doing some work in, Snohomish County, out in the rural areas along Highway 2, there are populations of stray animals, and those stray animals are breeding. So even in Tacoma, we've been working with the feral cat program down there where we will do surgeries for free. If you trap the cat, bring it in, we'll pay for the surgery because there's a huge population of feral animals there. Central Washington, Yakima, almost 70% of the animals that come into the shelters are strays. Animal control is, you know, driving down the road and they see stray animals. We've had rescue partners over in Yakima in central Washington, who have had to go out into fields and basically beat bushes to find puppies because they know there are puppies there, and they'll go out there and they'll find the puppies and take them into the rescue, take care of them, and then hopefully get them adopted. So there is a huge stray animal population. I know it sounds, for those of us in Seattle, we're like, really? But 40 to 60,000 animals are euthanized in Washington shelters every year. Cats, kittens, dogs, puppies. And you think, and you know, we're well-informed in Washington. How can this possibly be? There are still quite a few people who either can't afford to get their animals fixed or just for some reason, because they have bad information, they don't want to get their animal fixed. They think, oh, I'm not, my dog won't be macho anymore if I don't, you know, if I get him fixed. So we have some education to do, and we have these programs that we're trying to do. Right now we have a huge program in Yakima where we are fixing 225 dogs in South Yakima County, really trying to target a large population of what we believe are unaltered animals in that area. And if we can go in and get a large percentage, let's say 30 to 40% of the estimated unaltered animals, we're really going to help reduce unplanned and unwanted litters. But that's where these strays are coming from. They're people who haven't either because they can't afford to get their animals fixed or because they just, for some reason, don't want to get their animals fixed, and they're allowing their animals to roam, have an unplanned litter, and then they don't want the litter, and they just dump the litter.
Right. What do you have a sense for what the percentage is of the reason? Like, if it was, okay, two most common are financial, so can't afford spay or neuter, and then also just don't want to. Do you know what the split is there? Could you guess?
You know, Julie, I don't. I'm sorry, I don't have that information. But I can tell you that, you know, I think the larger percentage are people who simply can't afford or are, and I hate to use this word, but they're a little, there's just some laziness in taking my animal in, right? I have to make an appointment. I have to go get this voucher, and I have to take my animal into the clinic and get it fixed, and all my animal's not going to get, you know, I'm not going to have a litter. I'm not going to worry about it. I mean, how many people do we all know who had a cat that they're like, oh, yeah, they had a litter. We weren't expecting her to get pregnant, but she did.
Yeah. You know?
So I think there's just kind of this lackadaisical attitude. And so, you know, we're just trying to change that. We really believe, and I know there are differing opinions on this, but we follow the best friend's formula of fix it 4 months. So we try to get people to get their animals fixed. Some people recommend 6 months. Some people, you know, want to do it later, but we think that it's healthy to do it as early as 4 months. I mean, obviously, you want to take your animal into a vet and a quality spay-neuter clinic, but we believe, you know, animals can get pregnant at 6 months.
Yeah.
So, you know, get those animals fixed early.
Wouldn't it be nice to have, like, a pay-to-spay program where you actually pay people to spay or neuter their pet, and that would motivate them to bring their pet in, wouldn't it?
You know what? Yes, I wish we had the funding to be able to do that.
I
wish we did. You know, we have been trying for some time to, there are organizations that are trying to get some legislation in the state of Washington to help pay for spay-neuter. There's the license plates, the Federation of Animal Care and Control. I don't know. I have one on my car. It's the little dog and cat, and it helps pay for spay-neuter programs in Washington state. So, you know, it's just having the funding available to provide these surgeries, and we try to do our best to go raise money. We spent almost $28,000 last year on spay-neuter surgeries.
Mm. Well, that's wonderful that you're, you know, putting all of this effort and support, you know, with your effort and also the finances into these and just really trying to improve the state of overpopulation of dogs and cats, you know, in this state. And it's tough. I think the other thing that's tough is that, you know, when they have a litter, it's multiple dogs. It's not just one, you know, cats too. So, you know, you're really, swimming upstream, so to speak, you know, trying to fight this. So, let's take a break and we'll come back in just a few minutes and talk more with Tammy Halstead with Positive Alliance. Their website is positivealliance.org. And that's P-A-W-S, positivealliance.org. You're listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes.
Wish your dog didn't hate going to the vet? Wish you were welcomed by a team who cared? Jet City Animal Clinic is an enjoyable respite from the same old thing. Dr. Anderson and her team have created a full-service facility that combines veterinary expertise with a comfortable style. Jet City Animal Clinic is located in Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood on 12th Avenue across from Seattle U. Bring your crazy questions, odd ideas, and alternative thinking. Jet City Animal Clinic will work with you to keep your furry family members healthy and happy. Traditionally educated with an open mind, call us at 206-329-0253 or email info@jetcityanimalclinic.com to make an appointment. Jet City Animal Clinic, a unique approach to the health care of your urban pet, a local family practice. JetCityAnimalClinic.com.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Anti-Icky Poo, the product that gets the stink out, we cover the world of animals. This week, February 8th, it's a harmonic and energetic shifting Sunday with Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon in Seattle. They'll be in the studio with their Accutonic forks, Tibetan bowls and bells, Pua and rattles, ready to do remote sessions for you, your animal friends, your home or business. Open phone lines throughout the show, so call in early. Martha Norwalk's It's Animal World Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Next week on Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair, Dr. Chris Kortman and Dr. Harold Chinitsky share their toolbox of self-help techniques and take control of your anxiety, a drug-free approach to living a happy, healthy life. Also, Carol R. Koenig explores 8 essential life skills that combat unnecessary eating and outsmarting overeating. Catch Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair every Monday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, here on Alternative Talk 1150. And listen to past shows at conversationslive.net.
The Natural Pet Pantry is Seattle's original source for wholesome dog and cat meals, offering 8 different protein options to accommodate your pet's dietary needs. Made locally using all U.S.-sourced ingredients, their freshly ground stews, raw or cooked, can be purchased from their 2 stores in Burien and Kirkland, most independent pet supply stores, or delivered right to your door. Go to naturalpetpantry.com for more information. I'm Julie Forbes, and my first choice for my pet's food is the Natural Pet Pantry. It's the educated choice. Pure Air's powerful formula lets you eliminate pet odors safely. It's strong enough to effectively get rid of smells like urine, plus stronger odors like those that can be caused by illness. Pure Air is safe enough to spray directly onto people, animals, or use in the bath or laundry. Pure Air is perfect for dealing with dire situations, refreshing your dog between baths, or just before company comes. Pure Air is the most effective product you can buy to remove stinky pet odors safely. Find it at stores like Mud Bay, McClendon's, and Natural Pet Pantry, or visit their website, pureair.com. That's pure, A-Y-R-E.com. I'm Julie Forbes, host of The Dog Show. Pure Air is the only odor eliminator you'll find in my home. You'll love it.
Talk radio with a difference. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. And we're back talking with Tammy Halstead with Positive Alliance. Their website is Positive, P-A-W-S, positivealliance.org. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thank you, Julie.
Now, if you're just tuning in and you've missed any part of this show or any of our over 300 episodes, you can find them all in a few different places. You can go to our website, which, by the way, had just got a makeover, which is dogradioshow.com, and just go to the podcasts page, and you'll see all of our shows archived by year. And if you just click on the main podcasts tab, it'll go to the page with the current year. So you'll be able to find them there, and you can just listen directly through the website. You just have to have your sound on your computer. And you can also go to iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes is available as a free audio podcast. So just go to the audio podcasts on iTunes, search for The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, and you can download it for free. And then we also post our interviews through our Facebook page as well. So if you haven't found us on Facebook, just search for The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. And you can also find Positive Alliance on Facebook as well. And again, that's Positive spelled P-A-W-S-I-T-I-V-E. So now you guys have, now, first of all, one of the things that I love about your organization is the focus on building alliances and, like you said, really working together. So you talk a little bit more about how you guys do that.
Absolutely. So we know that this problem is too big for one organization to try to solve. We know that there are 40,000 to 60,000 animals euthanized annually, so it's going to take a village to actually solve this problem.
And that's in Washington State, 40,000 to 60,000.
That's just in Washington State, but there's over 4 million in the United States. But it's amazing to me that even today, Washington State, 40,000 to 60,000 annually. Mm-hmm. And we think we can do better. We think we can get that number down. So what we try to do is assemble teams and collaborate with multiple organizations to try to tackle this, companion animal overpopulation problem. We just have too many animals, and we're not going to solve it by just doing adoption or just doing spay-neuter. It has to be a combination of adoption, spay-neuter, and educating people about the importance of getting their animals fixed and then helping people keep their animals through pet retention programs, through education programs, training programs.
Let me just take this opportunity, Tammy, because you just said, you know, you're talking about the work that you do to really fight this overpopulation problem. You focus on Washington State. It's a national issue. Puppy mills need to be illegal.
Yes.
So the fact that, you know, factory farming of dogs is legal in this country still and okay with the USDA is ridiculous. So, I mean, we're fighting these insane overpopulation problems. And you guys are doing all this work, along with all these other great rescue organizations and shelters, to try to manage these populations, get these pets into homes, have them be successful, spay and neuter. You're doing all of this work. Meanwhile, dogs are being mass-produced in puppy mills and sold in pet stores and online, and it's just ridiculous. So I just wanted to say, to add that in as part of this conversation, because it's important to bring voice to that in every opportunity that we can.
Absolutely agree with you. I fostered a pug. He was a 4-year-old male that had been rescued from a puppy mill in Missouri. And when I first got him, he couldn't go up and down stairs because his back legs didn't work because he'd been in a crate for 4 years.
Right.
So just the first, you know, month was making him go on 4 walks a day to try to build up that muscle in those back legs.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that's just, it's horrible.
I know.
And what I don't think people understand is that these puppy mills are not producing a quality product. I mean, let's just, if we're talking about buying something.
Right.
It's, they're not good breeders. They're taking animals that should not be bred. And these animals have a lot of genetic defects.
Yep.
I'm a pug person. Okay, I love pugs.
Yeah.
But you know what? They have so many genetic problems. And you can't take an animal and keep inbreeding it and not expect to have some genetic defects. And I think people just don't realize that they're just going to buy. If you buy an animal from a puppy mill, it is very likely that you are going to have serious, serious health issues, and you're going to be spending thousands of dollars a year on your pets.
Mm-hmm.
I love pugs, but I spend $3,000 a year on health care for these dogs. So just know what you're getting. Know what you're getting.
Yeah.
But thank you on the, the animals. So what we do is we try to collaborate with organizations, and we try to solve this problem again. And I just wanted to tell you about one example because it was something we initiated in 2014. So the Dugan Foundation, which is located in Tacoma, came to us because they had been speaking with Posados Safe Haven, which is up in Sultan. And Posados has clinic space. They have a low-cost spay-neuter clinic, and they had the space available on the weekends. They also have a transport van. And we know that there is a large homeless population and a lot of strays along that Highway 2 corridor between Monroe and Index. So the three of us got together, Positive Alliance, the Dugan Foundation, and Posados Safe Haven, and we put together a transport clinic program. So Posados is providing the clinic space, they're providing the van, and they're providing all the administrative support to schedule appointments. The Dugan Foundation is paying for the rabies vaccinations, which are now required in Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
And Positive Alliance is providing the funding for the clinic staff and the medication. And our goal is to fix 240 animals in a 6-month period. And I'm hoping that we'll be able to get some additional grant money and expand beyond those 240 surgeries. But what we do when we go in and we look for a new project, we try to find groups like Posados Safe Haven who are boots on the ground. They have the clinic. They know the people in the local area. They know the animal control officers. They know the food banks. They know the local churches in the community. So they know the people that need help.
Mm-hmm.
We find a partner like them. I go out, but I primarily do the grant writing for our spay-neuter projects. I go out and try to get funding for these projects. And we all come together, and now we've got money to fix 240 animals. It's not something we would have been able to do on our own because we don't have a clinic and we don't have a transport van. The Dugan Foundation wouldn't have been able to do it on their own. But the three of us came together, and now we've got this great project, and we're going to help a whole lot of people.
Mm. You know, it's just a great example of the power of collaboration and working together, and how much more you can, you know, how much more we can accomplish when we work together versus everybody working separately.
Absolutely.
Well, that's wonderful. Okay, so now how do you, with that covering, as we talked a little bit about wanting to say how you put together these spay-neuter projects.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So yep. Is there more information on that, or did you just...
So I think so. There are a couple projects that we have going on right now, and if you live up in Snohomish County along Highway 2, please either go to the Posado Safe Haven website or go to our website, or just give us a call. Our phone number is 206-486-4PET. And give us a call, and we can help you get your animal scheduled for one of those transport clinics that happens on the weekends. There are pickup locations in Monroe, in Index, in Gold Bar, and in Sultan, and we'll get those animals fixed. And for anybody who's over in Yakima County right now, South Yakima County, the Grandview, Sunnyside, Zilla areas, we have this program. We're trying to fix 225 dogs. Please just contact the Yakima Humane Society, or again, give us a call, 206-486-4PET, and we'll help get you a voucher, an application and a voucher, and get your dog fixed. So those are two big projects that we have going on. We also have our regular voucher program for people who live in Snohomish, King, or Pierce counties. It's our SNIP program. It's our spay-neuter increase program. I know I wanted to have scissors be our symbol, but my board members wouldn't let me. So SNIP, we provide vouchers. We try to target populations of animals that are most likely to be euthanized in shelters, which are cats, the big, large, you know, the large dog breeds, and the bully breeds. Mm-hmm. So we have a special program called Fix-A-Pit. Again, we'll help get your... pit bulls fixed, cats fixed. So just reach out to us, come to our website, or give us a call, and we will try to help get your animal fixed.
And again, that website is positivealliance.org, and positive is spelled P-A-W-S-I-T-I-V-E, positivealliance.org. And you have an event coming up in, is it March?
March 14th.
Okay, so tell us about that.
Sure. So our annual fundraiser is called Positive Futures, and it's a big event for us. It helps us raise about 35% of our annual operating funds, and this year it's going to be held at the Swedish Club, which is over on Queen Anne in Seattle. Mm-hmm. We're expecting about 200 people to come. It's a very fun event. We have, you know, silent and live auction. We have a nice buffet dinner. We'll have, you know, raffles. So it's a great place to come and meet other people who are interested in animal welfare, and just come out and help us. All of the money that we raise that evening goes to our adoption, spay, neuter, and education programs. It's a very fun event, and I hope you'll consider coming. Tickets are available on our website.
Okay, positivealliance.org. They can click on the Positive Futures link, and then there's a link there where you can purchase tickets. And it's Saturday, March 14th. Looks like it starts, or the silent auctions start at 5:30. Appetizers and drinks served. Dinner buffet opens at 6:45. And then there's a live auction, raffles, dessert, and it goes until 9 o'clock. And this is a great way to support the organization. And it is 21 and over. And it's on Dexter Avenue, right kind of in between Queen Anne and South Lake Union in Seattle. And so let's see. What are some other ways that people can, you know, if somebody's like either listening from another state and maybe they are inspired, you know, after our conversation of overpopulation and, you know, really what there is to do to try to help reduce the number of animals who ultimately get euthanized every year. Just because there's not enough space. You know, you've outlined a lot of the great work that you guys do. What are some, you know, what do you recommend people do? You know, what are some other ways people can either contribute to your organization or an organization that's, you know, in their state if they want to work locally?
Absolutely. I encourage people to work locally because there are tons of wonderful animal welfare organizations out there, and they all have the same goal in mind. They're doing exactly what we're trying to do, the same goal, and that is reduce the number of animals that are being euthanized in the shelters. Mm-hmm. It's really that simple. So go look up locally, look up animal welfare, go to your local shelter. The local shelters always need help. They need help with, you know, people coming and walking their dogs. Even here, you know, one of our great partners is NOAA, mm-hmm. Up on I-5 up in Stanwood. And on the weekend, they have 17 acres up there, and they have tons of people come and walk the dogs because they've got this great park area. So people bring their own dogs and then walk the shelter dogs. The shelter dogs need attention, and so do the cats. They need someone to come in, especially an animal that's been in a shelter for a long time. They need that human companionship.
Yeah.
So just going in and hanging out in the cat area or playing with the puppies or playing with the kittens, they love that. They love to have people come and help them out. And then if you're interested in trying to start your own project or look at a spay-neuter project, there are, you know, funding sources available. There's a lot of great information. PetSmart Charities, the ASPCA, Humane Society of the United States all have great programs and great information on their websites about starting programs in your local community.
Mm-hmm.
But I would start with your shelter. Go down and just ask them what they need. Sometimes they just need dog food, or maybe some dog beds. Ask them, and you can always go out and try to ask local businesses to help. But just so you know, I'm going to put a plug in for Positive Alliance, our volunteer program. The great thing about our program is it's not a weekly or monthly commitment. We usually ask people to come to our adoption events. So it's, you know, one day a month. And if you can't make a certain event, then you just come on the events that you can attend. We always need help, you know, helping the shelter set up their areas, walk their animals. At the end of the event, get everything pulled down. We have our dog concierge program. We're always looking for people who have any kind of dog training experience to come and help families find the right dog. We have needs right now on what we call our BARC committee, which is our marketing communications committee. We're just trying to help get the word out about what we do. So, you know, we would love volunteers. If you're interested, again, come to our website, and I'd be happy to speak with anybody who is interested in volunteering.
Mm-hmm. And there's lots of ways. This is always a theme whenever I'm interviewing, you know, an organization that, you know, is volunteer driven. You know, of course, money is always great and always needed. And, you know, if you just want to write a check and that's how you contribute, awesome. Because, you know, nobody says no really to money because you need money to run things. But if that's not where you can help, you just bring yourself. You know, there is a way that everybody and anybody can contribute, and just, you know, get in touch and say, you know, I'm not really exactly sure how I could help, but I'd like to help. What do you need? Or here's where my strengths are, you know, all that kind of stuff. So lots of different ways to get involved and support these efforts.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's see. So now you had mentioned there was one thing that you did, which was one thing that you do, Positive Alliance does, is brings rescue groups together in certain locations so that it's a larger number of population of animals. And so people coming looking for a pet can sort of, you know, more successfully find the right fit. And then you also did this thing where you did a shelter open house where you sent people to shelters, essentially.
So we thought this was an innovative idea. And 3 years ago, we had our first statewide shelter open house. And the theory was, let's get people to go to their local shelters. Many people don't even know they have a local shelter or where their local shelter, you know, is located. And I can tell you, I remember as a child going to the local shelter when we'd lost a dog. So you go to the shelter to see if your dog is there. And they weren't very nice places. They smelled bad. And I just had those memories. And now when I go to shelters, you know, they're so nice. They've really improved the way shelters are run. They're, you know, they're light and bright, and they have windows and really nice exercise areas, and people are very friendly and helpful, mm-hmm. and they're doing everything they can to get those animals adopted. So we want to change people's opinions, just like mine had to be changed because I had these memories from childhood. And then I would go to these shelters, our local shelters, and they're just these really nice places. They've done a great job. And so we thought, let's get people into the shelters. So one of our events each year is a statewide open house. And the first year we had 7 shelters, and the second year we had 16 shelters. And this last year, which was in October, we had 26 shelters all over the state of Washington. We had Pullman, Bellingham, Walla Walla, Spokane, Vancouver, Tacoma, Olympia, you know, Seattle, Bellevue. So it was really great. And that day we had 310 animals adopted at the shelters. But the goal was, Positive Alliance did a lot of marketing around this, and we did marketing in each of these local communities, and we tried to drive traffic to their local shelter. So, and the local shelters basically put on a party. They go on to have a fun, you know, family-oriented event, you know, whether they served cookies or they had balloons and took pictures, whatever it was, they were trying to get people into the shelters. And even if they weren't ready to adopt that day, the people would come to the shelter and say, you know, when I am ready to adopt, I'm going to come back here. Because there are some interesting statistics about shelters. People probably don't know that 25% of the dogs in shelters are purebreds. They go and they spend the $1,500 on these unhealthy puppy mill puppies, but you can go get a very healthy animal at a shelter. They've been vaccinated. They've been spayed or neutered. So you don't have, if you buy a puppy, you're going to have the vaccinations. You're going to have to pay for the spay neuter surgery. You go to the shelter and they've already done all these things and they've temperament tested them. So they're going to know if this dog or this cat is going to do well with other dogs or cats. They're going to know if this animal is going to do well with children or if this animal may be better in a home with where they're the only pet. They've already done all this temperament testing. And so it's a great place to get an animal. And I have to tell you, I think that rescue animals are just better because they know where they came from. They know that they're just so happy when they finally get a home and they open up and I can't tell you, I've had 4 rescue animals and I can't even tell you how nice it is when their little personalities open up, when they realize they're safe and that they have a home, and you walk home. The first thing I'll do when I go back to, you know, to my house today is open the door, and these 2 little guys are just going to come running over to me. It's just so nice, and I know that, you know, I help save 2 lives.
It is. There's not much more rewarding, you know. About 6 months ago or so, we opened our house to an old dog Haven, final refuge dog. And we went to the shelter and picked her up and, you know, we got her in the car and we were driving away and I just looked at her and I said, you're never going to see the inside of a shelter again. And it is just a really powerful thing to do for an animal, to provide them a home. You know, that's all they need. They need a home and they need their needs met. And, you know, it's such a gift, you know, to give them and to give yourself. And it's just wonderful, and she's doing great. So, okay, well, you guys do such great work. It's been really wonderful getting to know you and your organization on the show. Again, the website is Positive Alliance, and that's spelled positive like an animal paw, P-A-W-S-I-T-I-V-E, alliance.org is their website. So if you want to go there and buy tickets for their event in Seattle on March 14th, which is their big annual fundraiser, Positive Futures 2015. You can do that. Or if you want to just go on and learn more about other events that they're doing, their spay-neuter projects, that's where you can go for that. And Tammy, thanks so much for your time today.
Julie, thank you so much. It's been an honor to be on your program.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for the great work that you guys do, and I'll be sure to continue to announce your events in the future. All right, we're going to be back in just a few minutes. I have some other events to announce, and I also have some coupon codes for listeners to get some free products and discounts off of products. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. Let's take a ride, run with the dogs tonight. Hey, Dog Show fans. Does something stink in your home or car? Pure Air is a powerful odor eliminator that is the only natural food-grade product in its category. It works on bedding, kennels, litter boxes, urine, vomit, poop, even skunk spray. You know, all the fun smells our pets bring into our home. It's so non-toxic that you can literally eat it, a requirement for our home and our dogs. Spray Pure Air on anything you can put water on and let your nose watch the odor disappear. Ask for Pure Air in stores that specialize in natural, non-toxic products for home. Or visit dogradioshow.com for a link to their website. I'm Julie Forbes, your host of The Dog Show. Pure Air is the only odor eliminator you'll find in my home. You'll love it. This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist, and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Don't touch that dial. You might miss something life-changing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. Just had a great conversation with Tammy Halstead of Positive Alliance. They just do really wonderful work in the state of Washington. A great model. And, you know, just another example of how powerful it is to collaborate and, you know, what you can accomplish with others as opposed to just going out on your own. So, again, positivealliance.org is their website. So I've just got a bunch of, some couple events, some coupon codes, and even a code for some free product, too. So now, first of all, if you would like a Dog Show car sticker, they are free. I just need to know how to get it to you. So you can send me an email, host@dogradioshow.com, and just send me your mailing address and let me know how many you'd like. And I'd be happy to get them out to you. They look like they're an oval car sticker, and they look exactly like the logo on our website with the blue background and the orange dog with the headphones and microphone in his mouth. So just send me an email, host@dogradioshow.com. Let me know that you'd like a car sticker. You can also fill out the contact page on our website, dogradioshow.com. I want to thank our advertisers, the Natural Pet Pantry, who has been a partner with The Dog Show since the beginning. They have awesome food, locally made here in Seattle. NaturalPetPantry.com is their website. They make raw and cooked food for dogs and cats, and it is my first choice for feeding. It's incredible. We've been feeding our old dog Haven dog, Lois, who I mentioned in the last segment. She came to us just really, really, really overweight. I mean, I think she was like 25 pounds overweight. She weighed like 70-something pounds, and now she weighs like 46. And we put her on the Natural Pet Pantry cooked stew, and she has just transformed. I mean, our friends joke that every time they come over, she gets younger, and that one of these days they're going to come over and she's going to be a puppy because she just looks so amazing. So it's wonderful food. It is what dogs are designed to eat, actually food. It's meat and vegetables ground up, formulated completely as a full diet, and it's just awesome. NaturalPetPantry.com. You can go to their stores. They have a store in Kirkland and a store in Burien. And also available in other local independent pet stores around Western Washington. And they also do home delivery. Big thanks to Jet City Animal Clinic. Dr. Anderson there is wonderful. JetCityAnimalClinic.com is their website. And they do great work if you're looking for a vet in the Seattle area. They're wonderful, wonderful to work with. And good vets are not necessarily easy to find. So when you do find them, it's really valuable thing to have for your pet. JetCityAnimalClinic.com. They're located on 12th Avenue near Seattle University. Pure Air, odor eliminator. Love them. I have a coupon code for Pure Air. So Pure Air, you can either spray in the air or you can actually put it on, floors, surfaces, clothing, cars, upholstery, pretty much anything you can put water on. You can even put it in your laundry. And it really does an awesome job eliminating odors. It's just incredible. You can spray it around the litter box if you have cats. You can even put it on the animal. You know, what I love so much about this is that it's completely non-toxic. I mean, it's food grade. You could eat it if you wanted to, and it's not toxic. They don't necessarily recommend you eat it, but, you know, it's a really important thing when we're talking about cleaners and especially things that we put in our environment and on our pets, that it's really completely safe. This stuff is awesome, and we have a coupon code for you. If you go to the website, which is The Pure Air Store, and air is spelled a little differently. It's spelled A-Y-R-E, Pure Air, A-Y-R-E. So thepureairstore.com, and you'll get 15% off your order if you type in the coupon code The Dog Show. So that's easy to remember because you're listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. So coupon code is The Dog Show. It doesn't matter what, you know, spacing or caps or lowercase or whatever, doesn't matter. If you just type in The Dog Show, you'll receive 15% off your order until Valentine's Day. So just for a couple more weeks, it's until February 15th. Or I guess is Valentine's Day the 14th?
It is the 14th,
oh,
yes.
Well, then you have until the day after Valentine's Day. So awesome. So this is good until February 15th. 15% off Pure Air, your entire order. Just go to thepureairstore.com, and that's air is spelled A-Y-R-E, and type in the coupon code The Dog Show. You can also get a discount off of Pet Playground's fencing system. And I interviewed Pet Playground's several months ago, I think. You can look it up in the archives if you want to listen to the full interview. But if you're listening, if you're looking for an alternative to, you know, your wooden fencing or chain link fencing, this is a really great alternative. And it's really wonderful for pets, not just dogs, but cats too. And they have all different sizes and heights, and it's a really very strong fencing that dogs can't dig under because of how it's put in and all this kind of stuff. And it's also more affordable than your regular, you know, hard fencing. So check them out too. PetPlayGrounds.com is the website, and the coupon code is the same as the Pure Air coupon code. It's The Dog Show, except I believe for Pet Playgrounds, it's all one word, The Dog Show. And then I also have a coupon code. This one's a little bit of a mouthful, but I'll post it on our website too. So you can just go to dogradioshow.com if you're driving and you can't write all this down. I'll post all of this information on our website, all the links and all that kind of stuff. So you can get it from there. dogradioshow.com. This one is for a free sample bundle of The Honest Kitchen. The Honest Kitchen is a dehydrated food, and it's wonderful food. You know, I recommend if you can first to feed raw or cooked food, but if you can't get natural pet pantry, maybe you don't live in Western Washington. Honest Kitchen is a great alternative. It's also great for people who do feed raw and need to travel as an alternative for that too. So if you go to thehonestkitchen.com/sample-bundle, so that's thehonestkitchen.com/sample-bundle, and you add a sample bundle to your shopping cart, and then you apply this promo code at checkout, and it's a little bit of a mouthful, A, M as in Mary, B as in boy, T as in Tom, R, J, F as in Frank, 2296. So if you apply that promo code at checkout, they'll send you a free sample bundle of their food and you can try it. AMBTRJF as in Frank, 2296. And your bundle will arrive in the mail shortly. So Pure Air is going to be in the Kitsap Peninsula Home and Garden Show, the Port Townsend Home and Garden Show on Saturday, February 28th. Be sure to stop by the Pure Air booth. They'll be there to answer your questions about Pure Air, plus lots of other great things to see. Oh boy, the Seattle Kennel Club Dog Show is coming up March 7th and 8th. Mark your calendars, as well as later on. I just wanted to give out this date because I just found out Vashon Sheepdog Trials, September 12th and 13th. Can't wait for that, too. We'll be back live next week, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Thanks for listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes.